Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
A private investigator in Odyssey?
What do you think it means?
How am I supposed to know?
Jumping whale gills! You better call the police.
But isn't that a little absurd?
A little absurd? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Mr. Whittaker, I double-checked the calibration on the freezer thermostat control.
Uh-huh.
You were right about the position. It was too close to the vent.
That's good.
So I repositioned it.
Uh-huh.
And then I attached it to the rear sidewall of the spare auto in the back.
Very good, Eugene.
Mm-hmm. And then I drove it to Tom Riley's farm where we buried it under the old oak next to the pond. You know, in hopes that future archaeologists will find it and understand our civilization all the more.
I'm glad to hear you did. What'd you say?
I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker. Weren't you listening?
No, Eugene, I'm sorry.
What are you reading to have you so thoroughly preoccupied?
Oh, it's this morning's paper. Did you see this article? Harlow Doyle, a private investigator from Chicago, will open an office in Odyssey. No case is too large, too small, or too unusual is his motto. And there's a picture. You know, he looks familiar.
I didn't know modern private investigators still wore hats. Do you think perhaps he's trying to create a Humphrey Bogart image?
Not with a coonskin cap. It seems he's president of the local chapter of the Daniel Boone fan club.
Rather eccentric, I'd say. I'd be most interested in meeting this gentleman.
Yeah, same here. But I wonder what kind of cases he'll get.
Miss Turner, take a letter.
Yes, Mr. Doyle.
Thanks.
Where do you want me to take it?
I don't know. Post office, I suppose.
But who's it going to? There's no address in this envelope.
What? There isn't? How strange. Let me see. Say, you're right. And wait a minute. There's no letter on the inside either. What do you think it means?
Well,
Wait. Don't tell me. Let me guess. It's obvious to me that someone has stolen my letter. Quick, lock the doors. We don't want the culprit to escape.
But, Mr. Doyle, it's just been the two of us here all morning.
It has?
Yes.
Well, in that case, where were you at 9:05 this morning, Miss Turner?
Making you coffee.
Can anyone corroborate that?
You can. You were here, too.
I was? So I was, yes. But what was I doing? Was I at my desk? Yes, I was. I believe I was. I was sharpening pencils so I could write a letter to my mother, which means I was the last person to see that letter. Jumping whale gills, Miss Turner! You better call the police.
But, Mr. Doyle...
But indeed! But what would be my motive for stealing my own letter?
Wait, Mr. Doyle, maybe this is a wild hunch.
Ooh, good.
But is it possible that you just handed me the wrong envelope?
The wrong envelope?
Yeah, like you picked up a blank, empty envelope and put the real letter right here next to your moose skin cap.
Coon skin cap, Miss Turner. Thinking of having it bronze, you know. Well done, Miss Turner. You helped me solve the case.
That's good. I would have hated to see my boss get arrested on my first day.
Huh? Oh, nah. It'll take a bigger fish than that to get up early enough to catch me.
So, what do we do now?
Write up a complete report. I want a chronicle of my first big case. Then get a bill off immediately.
Get a bill off?
That's right. I don't work for free, you know.
Eugene?
Yes, sir?
We need another gallon of Rocky Road out here.
Coming right up, sir.
And don't forget the pistachio.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Hello, Jesse. What'll it be today?
Some help, if you can give it to me.
Well, I can do my best. What kind of help?
Okay, well, Connie asked me to give a little talk at her Tuesday night Bible study, you know?
Oh, yeah, but I thought you'd stop going.
Well, I did. But Connie caught up with me and asked me to do this. I think it's her way of trying to get me involved.
Well, good for her.
but I don't have any ideas to talk about. I've been thinking about it all week, and I'm starting to get myself in a panic.
Oh, it doesn't have to be anything profound, Jesse. Just talk about what's happening in your life. What has God been teaching you lately?
But what if God hasn't been teaching me anything lately?
Well, I'm sure if you think about it that...
Well, it's like I don't really care. That's one reason why I dropped out of the Tuesday night Bible group. You see, I don't know what's wrong. I haven't been reading my Bible or praying or anything.
Excuse me. Are you the owner of this establishment?
Well, yes, I am.
The name's Harlow Doyle, private eye. And I wanted to introduce myself to the owner.
I saw the article about you in the paper this morning. I'm sorry, Mr. Doyle, but can you wait just a moment?
Of course.
Now, Jesse, it feels like that sometimes, but we have to hang on to our faith.
That's the problem, Mr. Whitaker. I don't think I have any faith. I think I lost it or something.
Oh, Jesse.
Excuse me, young lady, but did you say you lost something?
Yeah, my faith.
Then you're just the man I wanted. I'm just the man you... I can help you. Harlow Doyle, private investigator. If you lost it, I can find it. Here's my card. I had him around here somewhere.
Mr. Doyle, I don't think you can help.
No case too big, too small, or too unusual. That's my motto, TM. It's printed right there on my card, which I'll send to you when I can find one. If you lost your faith, I can help you find it. Abstract cases are my specialty, too.
Now, wait a minute.
Wow. I've never hired a private detective before.
Hey, that's funny. Neither have I.
Mr. Doyle.
How much will it cost me?
Jesse.
It just so happens I'm running a grand opening special on all my cases this week only.
Yeah? So how much?
How much you got?
Nothing.
Hmm.
I don't get my allowance until next week.
Bummer. I don't either. Hey, tell you what. I'll find your faith for free since you're my only... the only case I'm interested in right now.
Hold on a minute. You mean to tell me that you're going to find Jesse's faith?
If anyone can do it, I can. Or somebody like me.
But isn't that a little absurd?
A little absurd? You ain't seen nothing yet. Tell me, kid, where did you last see this faith of yours?
I'm not sure.
You could do better than that. Under your bed? Gym locker?
I think it was last Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, yeah? Where were you?
I was at King's Bookstore.
Then that's the place to start. Just leave it to me, kiddo. Harlow Doyle, private eye, is on the case. Are you king?
King? King of what?
This bookstore.
For what I get paid, you gotta be kidding.
Then who owns this place?
Mr. Thomasopoulos.
Ooh, that's some name.
That's why they call the bookstore King's.
Is he here?
Nah, he doesn't come in on the weekends. I'm in charge. Who are you?
The name's Doyle. Harlow Doyle, private eye. I want to know if you've seen the girl in this picture.
You call that a picture? Looks like you smeared ink on a napkin.
Hey, I was in a hurry when I drew it, and she wouldn't sit still. Anyway, you recognize her? She said she was in here last Sunday.
Doesn't look familiar.
Take a close look. This girl may have lost her faith in here. And if she did, it could be pretty bad publicity for you and Mr. Tosmopolitan.
Look, mister, if this girl lost something, it wasn't in my bookstore.
Uh-huh. So you do recognize her?
Well, could be.
Hmm.
If it's the same one who's been coming in most Sunday afternoons.
Hmm.
She sat in here the whole afternoon browsing through the teen magazines.
Hmm.
You know what I mean by browsing?
No.
That means she reads all of them and maybe buys one.
Hmm.
And she gets the place all muddy, too.
Muddy?
From her cleats. She comes in here on her way home after playing some kind of sport. She wears this blue and yellow uniform. I think those are the colors for the city soccer league.
So she plays for a girls' league, huh?
If she's a girl. Hard to tell from your drawing.
So who's the big cheese behind the city soccer scam?
Coach Rathbone, I guess.
Uh-huh. Rathbone, eh? That with an O at the end or a Y.
What?
Coach Rathbone?
Yeah. Hey, Joey, are you playing soccer out there or badminton? Use your feet, huh? Your feet. So what can I do for you, Mr.
Harlow Doyle, private eye.
A private eye ski, huh? Hey, what's a private eye want with me? Defense! Where's our defense? What's up, Mr. Private Eye?
How about a young girl, muddy cleats in a bookstore, and a case of lost faith?
How about it?
I don't know. You tell me.
How am I supposed to know?
Oh, well, hadn't thought of that. Wait, because I'm investigating a case of lost faith, and you, my sweat-suited friend, are the red herring where the buck has stopped.
Am I correct in inferring that you know the girl in this hastily drawn abstract picture?
Let me see here. Yeah? Yeah, it looks vaguely like Jessie. She plays on Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings? I didn't know you had soccer games on Sunday mornings.
Well, they just started it a few weeks ago, and boy, did she make a big fuss about it.
Hey, you're missing a great game, ref! Didn't you see that foul?
Why did she make a fuss?
Said she'd have to miss church in order to play. I said that was up to her.
And what did she say?
Are you nuts? The other way! The other way!
You let her talk to you like that?
Huh? Huh? No. At first, she acted like she was gonna quit the team. Then she kind of shrugged and said she was bored with Sunday school anyway. She hasn't missed a game since.
So, she plays soccer on Sunday mornings and reads team magazines on Sunday afternoons.
Look, Mr. Harpo.
Hello.
I gotta get back to the game. They're slaughtering us out there. Can you see that? Hey, time out! Time out!
Got bored with Sunday school, huh? Miss Turner?
Yes?
Harlow Doyle here.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Any messages?
Just the carpenter called.
Besides my mother.
Oh, sir.
Look, I just called to say I can't talk. I'm on a hot case right now.
Really? What's happening?
A girl lost her faith, and I'm trying to help her find it.
Good for you.
I'm at the Jacobs house now, and... Uh-oh. Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Sir, watch your weight.
Mr. Doyle.
Gotta go, Miss Turner. Bye. Your wife said I could use the phone.
Fine. Help yourself. Hey, to the chocolate chip cookies, too.
Yeah, they were evidence for this case. Thought I better check them out. Yummy.
Yeah, I see. So what can I do for Odyssey's newest bona fide private eye?
You're Jesse's Sunday school teacher, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
So you admit to it, eh?
Of course I do. Why?
I think you'd better come downtown with me.
Downtown? Well, why do I have to go
Jessie's down? Jessie's lost her faith, sir, and unfortunately, the tree-lined path, of which I've been barking up all the wrong ones, leads to you.
Me? Wait a minute. Jessie lost her what?
Didn't you notice that she stopped showing up for your class?
Yes, I noticed. I've been meaning to call her, but
I
haven't...
Do you know what she gave it up for?
No. Like I said, I've been meaning to call her, but...
A Sunday morning soccer league! That's what for! Apparently, Sunday school got a little too boring, stale, meaningless, bland, tedious, insipid, lifeless.
Yeah, I get the idea. Did she tell you all that?
No, but we private eyes like to liven our conversation with a lot of colorful one-word sentences.
Oh.
Now, be honest. Did Sunday school become boring, stale, bland, etc.?
Sometimes it can be that way. But that's true of any weekly meeting. I've been busy lately, and frankly, my mind hasn't been on my teaching like it should be.
So you admit that your mind hasn't been on your class lately?
Isn't that what I just said?
So it was. Thought it sounded familiar.
But Jessie's mind hasn't been on the class lately either. She's been preoccupied with a lot of things. I even heard that she dropped out of the Sunday evening evangelism class she was taking.
Oh, really? And do you know why?
Well, I got the impression she had something important to do at home. If I were you...
You're not me, Mr. Jacobs. In fact, nobody is. So before you suggest that I go talk to Jessie's evangelism class teacher, I think I'll just go and talk to Jessie's evangelism class teacher.
Actually, I was going to suggest that you talk to Jessie's parents. I have a feeling that's where you'll wind up anyway.
You think so, eh?
Yeah.
Me too. Can I have another cookie?
No.
Oh.
So Jessie hired you to find her faith? Is that what you're saying?
That's precisely what I'm saying, Mrs. Morales.
I've been worried about that girl.
Hmm?
You know, she once went to the lost and found to look for her innocence.
Mm.
She gets it from her father's side.
Now, I understand that Jessie gave up her Sunday night evangelism class to stay at home?
Yeah, her father and I weren't pleased with the idea, but she insisted she needed the time to get her homework done.
And did she get her homework done?
At first, but more recently we've caught her watching a lot of TV and reading.
Reading? Ooh, what kind of reading?
Oh, you know the kind of things girls her age like to read.
No, ma'am, I was never a girl her age.
Cheap paperbacks, teen magazines.
Aha! King's Bookstore.
You know, it's timely that you'd be dealing with this now, Mr. Doyle.
Doyle, Winnie.
We were planning to talk to Jessie about it. We've been worried about her.
Well, that sort of thing happens when a young girl loses her faith, Mrs. Morales. And I think I know how it was lost. Come on in, everyone, and sit down. This shouldn't take very long, unless someone dropped Scrabble or something. Thanks for letting us use your conference room, Mr. Whitaker.
My pleasure. I can hardly wait to see how this turns out.
Yeah, we did have a nice turnout.
So what's this all about, Mr. Doyle?
Didn't my secretary explain when she called?
No. She simply said to be at Wits End at 4 o'clock. I'm only here because it sounded newsworthy.
And newsworthy it is. It's always newsworthy when a big mystery gets wrapped up.
Are you going to wrap this up, Mr. Doyle?
Like a Christmas package, Mr. Whitaker. Is everybody here?
Well, that depends on who you invited.
Maybe I better call roll. Let me see. Jesse Morales.
Here.
Mrs. Morales.
Here.
Coach Rathbone?
Yo!
Who else am I missing?
Me.
Ah, yes. The as-yet-to-be-named bookstore clerk.
Can we get on with this? I've got to get back to my shop.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Unnamed Bookstore Clerk, because you're the perfect place to start in solving this case of lost faith.
I am. Why? What do I have to do with it?
Plenty, pal. And maybe we should start with the possessive way in which you refer to King's Bookstore.
What are you talking about?
First you tell me that a Mr. That your boss owns the place, but you persist in calling it your shop. Why is that?
I don't know, because I work there.
Not only do you work there, you were the original owner. But only through an elaborate and very hostile takeover did Mr. Thomas, your boss, buy your store. Then, to add incense to injury, he stole your name for his shop. And you've never forgiven him, have you, Mr. King? No! You've spent the last 7 years plotting your revenge.
This is outrageous.
Is it?
Yes, and what does any of this have to do with this girl's lost faith?
Nothing as such.
That's what I thought.
Except because you don't own the store anymore, you have given up on monitoring the quality control of what is sold there. Like some of those teen magazines, for example. Magazines that have contributed to Jesse's current state of faithlessness. For that, you ought to be ashamed.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe so, but give me another minute. Coach Bart Rathbone.
What?
I suppose you've been wondering what your role in all of this is?
I'm on pins and needles.
That's because your legs have fallen asleep. But your ambition has not.
You can't drag me into this, Doyle. I didn't do nothing.
Didn't you? Ha! Ooh, did you hear that echo? Ha! Hey, that's neat.
Mr. Doyle.
All right. I did a little checking in the city recreation office and discovered that you, Coach Rathbone, participated in a very sneaky and subversive plot in order to further your status in the city.
Yeah? Like which one?
Like the idea to alleviate the congestion on Odyssey's playing fields by creating Sunday morning teams. Teams that you knew would tempt impressionable young children away from Sunday schools all over the city. Tell me, Coach, did it have anything to do with that bad experience you had in Sunday school as a child?
No way. It has nothing to do with that.
When the other children laughed at you because you always colored outside the lines?
You gotta be kidding. It looked better that way.
No, wait a minute. Are you saying that Bart Rathbone is responsible for Jesse's loss of faith?
No, Mr. Jacobs. Coach Rathbone isn't our man, incriminated though he may be.
Well, then who
is... Mr. Jacobs, let's talk about your Sunday school class.
Uh-oh.
You told me yourself that you have been busy lately. Too busy to follow up on Jesse's sporadic attendance, etc.
That's true.
Too busy to prepare your Sunday school lessons in a way that would be interesting to your students. That's why it's become boring. That's why Jesse could give it up for soccer so easily. You, my newspaper ink-stained friend, could have helped Jesse from losing her faith if you'd taken more personal interest in her and in your class.
Well, you got me on that one, Mr. Doyle. You're absolutely right.
And furthermore... I'm right?
Absolutely. Ooh. I should have been far more conscientious. I'm sorry, Jesse.
That's okay.
Can we go now?
Sure, I don't see why not.
Oh, great.
Wait a minute! I'm not finished yet. I now have to turn my private eye over to Mrs. Morales.
Me? Mom?
I'm sorry, Mom, ma'am, but it's true. When you and your husband noticed Jesse withdrawing from her Christian responsibilities, what did you do?
Nothing at first, but then we talked about talking to her.
Uh-huh. But you did not talk to her.
We didn't want to overreact.
So instead, you let her watch a lot of bad TV and read a lot of bad teen magazines.
We were waiting for the right moment to discuss it with her. You know how it is with children.
No, I don't. Though I can guess that, as her parents, you should have been more diligent in watching over the changes in Jessie's behavior and acted quicker to guide her back to the right track.
Typical. The parents are always the ones they blame.
Actually, it's usually the butlers. But no, Mrs. Morales, you're not alone in this. The fact is, you are all responsible in your own ways. But the real culprit, the one who bears the biggest part of the blame, is... Eugene Meltzner!
What? Eugene has nothing to do with this.
Hmm? Huh? Ooh, he doesn't? Oh, very well. Then the one who bears the biggest part of the blame is... Connie Kendall!
What? She's been working very hard to keep Jessie on track.
Hmm, you sure? Oh, well, the culprit is... no, it couldn't be him. He doesn't live in Odyssey. Maybe it's... No, she's my mother. Perhaps
I could help, Mr. Doyle.
Really? Oh, please do.
The culprit, if that's an appropriate name, is the person this whole thing started with.
Miss Turner? My very own secretary? That would explain the missing letter.
No. Jessie.
Jessie? Wow.
Me?
Yes. I was going to tell you when you first came in. You didn't lose your faith, Jessie. You just lost sight of it because... You stopped doing the things that help reinforce faith. You gave up on Sunday school and church. You dropped out of prayer meeting and the Tuesday night Bible study. You quit the evangelism class and instead filled your mind with TV shows and questionable magazines. Am I right?
Yeah.
You can't expect your faith to survive under those conditions.
But I didn't feel like doing any of those things.
We all go through spells where we don't feel like we should, but the key is to do what's right anyway. You see, a lot of times, if we obey God by doing what he wants, then the feelings will follow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Good. Mr. Doyle? Do you want to let everyone go now?
Sure. Are we done?
I think so.
Ooh, good. Okay, everyone can leave now. Thank you for coming.
Oh, boy, it's about it.
Drive safely. Well, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. I couldn't have said all that better myself. In fact, I wasn't going to say it at all.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
It's all right, Jessie.
I think I have something to say at the Tuesday night Bible study now.
Good for you.
See ya.
Well, I guess I'll be going now to... Head back to the office and see if there's any more missing mail.
Tell me something, Mr. Doyle. Hmm? Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Could be. I've been somewhere before.
Hmm.
Well, that wraps another hot case. One for the books, eh?
I suppose.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting me use your fine establishment, Mr. Whittaker. We never could have fit everybody in my shoehorn of an office.
Oh, that's fine, but please call me Whit, will you? My friends do.
Okay, 10-4, Whit. And you're welcome to call me Harlow Doyle, Private Eye.
Welcome to Odyssey, Mr. Doyle. It's good to have you here, if only to help us remember some very basic aspects for keeping our faith strong. It's like Whit pointed out, Jessie struggled with her faith because she stopped doing the things God wanted her to do. Her lesson is an important one for all of us to remember. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.